gifts in Wales. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the UK's long-awaited review of the armed forces is to call for a move to war-fighting readiness. Keir Starmer will set out the plan shortly, including proposals to build up to 12 new attack submarines, but it's not expected to contain any additional funding commitments. But Defence Minister Luke Pollard says that he is expecting to see spending increases.
The Prime Minister set out that it was an ambition to spend 3% of defence of GDP on defence spending when he made this historic announcement in February of this year. Just as the Defence Secretary has said, I've got no doubt that thanks to the handling of the economy and also because the threats we're facing as a nation are continuing to increase, that we will be spending 3% of our GDP on defence in the next Parliament.
Officials from Russia and Ukraine are in Turkey for a second round of direct peace talks. The meeting is going ahead despite Kyiv's large-scale attack on Russian air bases yesterday. Both sides are under pressure from the United States to reach a deal. Eight people have been injured in an attack on a group in the US who'd gathered in support of Israeli hostages. They were attacked by a man using a makeshift petrol bomb in Boulder, Colorado. It's being treated as terrorism. A suspect has been arrested. A £15 billion merger between Vodafone and Three UK has been completed. The combined group, the largest mobile network in the UK, has promised to invest £11 billion in its 5G coverage. And rail passengers are to get a new direct service between London and central Scotland. First Group says it plans to run four return trains a day between Euston and Stirling from spring 2026. The service will provide more competition for several operators, including LNER and Avanti West Coast. A look at the weather. Dry with sunny spells for most today. Some isolated showers in the north and in the east. Highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom, and it's me, Ella Jones, with you for another week. And I'm H-A-P-P-Y about it. Hope you are too.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
felt we needed her. Bit of Lord of the Rings for a Monday morning. We heard Breaking of the Fellowship, the music of Howard Shore, of course, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra performing. And we kicked off with Forest Pavan, the Orchestra and Choir of Paris. Pavel Yervy directing that one. 13 minutes past 10. Hello from me, Ella Jones. Hope you had a cracking weekend. Lovely to be with you for another week at this time. I've got three brilliant hours of music on the way, including Percy Grainger's very sprightly Handel in the Strand and the opening movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 too. I'll also, of course, have the first clue in this week's Famous Five at 10:30. Maybe the clues were a little too easy last week. Just say maybe. Hopefully you'll get on well with this week's clues. Now on Classic FM, though, how about a little Monday morning waltz with Chopin?
This is Classic FM.
wonderful Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, the third movement, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in action. And before it, it was Maurizio Pollini at the keyboard with Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp minor. Hey, do get in touch this morning. You can text me on 61812, or you can send me a WhatsApp if you like, 03457491812. Let me know what the week has in store for you or what shenanigans you got up to this weekend. Deb's got in early on the old text and tells me that today is her daughter's 17th birthday. They're going Tenpin bowling tonight and out for a curry. Well, perfect Monday night. Where's my invitation? Happy birthday, Libby. May you enjoy many strikes. Music now from the 17th century Italian Baroque violinist and composer Marco Uccellini on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Bizet's La Lesienne Suite, number one, Les Musiciens de Louvre performing. And before it was the Arcadian Academy with Uccellini's La Bergamasca. It's 10:30 on the dot. Time for the first clue in this week's Famous Five. Every day this week, I give you a clue. You guess it. And then on Friday, you try and find a link to all the clues. The prize, Alexander's Big Old Mug. It's the sort of thing you'll find on Cash in the Attic in years to come. Here's your first clue of the week. I'm not doing it a disservice, honest. Here's your first clue. In the goal or due to a can, type of move by Jackie Chan. To do something just for a buzz or a thrill, stop the habit before you feel ill. Here it is again. In the goal or due to a can, type of move by Jackie Chan. To do something just for a buzz or a thrill, stop the habit before you feel ill. I'll reveal the answer before 11.
Thank you.
Maris Janssens conducting the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra with the first movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. Ben in Twickenham says the clue was easy. Maybe he was right, because he's got it right, as has Laura in Sunny Lim. Paul in Southampton, who's busy cleaning out the caravan after a busy weekend, where his son was demoing a game he created. Sold all his stock. Congratulations. Faye also got it right. She's travelling from Bath to Devon. Well done, all of you. If your Monday is dragging, I've got just the thing now. Handel in the Strand, one of Granger's early light orchestral pieces, written in 1911, before he enlisted in the US Army during World War I. And this will give you a little pep in your step. I'm playing it for Erin, who's 4, Joseph, who's 8. They're working hard at home before an afternoon in the park. Well, it's break time. And if Mum says it's okay, have a march round the house to this.
Classic FM.
Musical reassurance for a Monday morning at 10 to 11. That's the London Symphony Orchestra, Colin Davis with Elgar's Variations on an Original Theme, Nimrod, we heard. Before it, a march with Percy Grainger, Handel in the Strand, Philip Martin and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta performing. Ivan and Robert are bird watching in Staffordshire, not there with a clue, boys. have another think. Christine has it right and says, thanks for making the clue one I could get. Look forward to seeing you on the road on Thursday in Launceston. Come and say hello. Right, I'll reveal the answer to today's famous five clue after we've heard from Smetana and the Dance of the Comedians on Classic FM. Their jokes are rubbish, but the music's marvellous. From Smetana's The Bartered Bride, that was Dance of the Comedians, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Libor Pešek. So, how did you get on with today's famous five? The first one of the week, of course. In the goal, or due to a can, type of move by Jackie Chan. To do something just for a buzz or a thrill, stop the habit before you feel ill. The answer I was after was kick. Well done if you got that right, and so many of you did. I'll have another clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. Be be there or be square. News and weather next with our Dom. Then we'll get the next hour up and running with the beautiful slow movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto number 21. I've also got the play, of course, of the brand new Classic FM album of the week. So much to listen to. Stay listening to Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from Home Instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Psst, have you heard?
About what?
About Boots Optician's ultimate eye test with OptiMap scan.
Why are you whispering?
I think it's for VIPs. It's an in-depth look into your eye that can detect health conditions that other eye scans might miss.
You know the whole family's already had one done.
Okay, I'll book one now.
Why are you still whispering?
I can't seem to stop.
Ask about OptiMap at Boots Opticians and see what's possible with the UK's favourite opticians. Selected stores charges apply based on Google review data. Contact marketing at boots-opticians.co.uk for details.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the Prime Minister is promising a major overhaul of the UK's armed forces to defend against a new era of threat. Keir Starmer has set out his strategy, including plans to build up to 12 new attack submarines. But Keir refused to put a date on increasing defence spending to 3% of GDP. Speaking in Glasgow, he said he wouldn't put arbitrary dates on that ambition.
When we won the general election in 2024 last year, we said we'd do 2.5% within this parliament. As the circumstances dictated, we then brought that forward to 2027. So you can see the way I work, which is being clarity about what we want to achieve, putting in the date when we know exactly how we can achieve it. The same with the 3%.
Officials from Russia and Ukraine are gathering in Turkey for a second round of direct peace talks. The meeting is taking place a day after Kyiv's large-scale attack on Russian air bases. Eight people are being treated for injuries after a man with a makeshift flamethrower targeted an event in Colorado. It happened as a group took part in a solidarity walk for hostages held in Gaza. It's being treated as an act of terrorism. A suspect has been arrested. Hospitality leaders have warned that a third of businesses are now operating at a loss. Groups have blamed recent changes to employment taxes and business rate hikes. Ministers say they've had to make tough choices and recognise the importance of the sector. And the digital bank Monzo has reported a sharp rise in annual profits as it attracted new customers to its subscription plans. It made a pre-tax profit of $60 million for the year to the end of March, up from $14 million a year earlier. A look at the weather. Dry with sunny spells for most, some isolated showers lingering in the north and in the east. Highs of 22 degrees from Global's newsroom for Classic FM.